Hi everyone, here's my description of blockchain and why it might be of interest to anyone. So, why might you be interested in blockchain? Well, if you have ever listened to music, put money in the bank, visited a doctor, used a lawyer's services, or paid for cloud storage services, you're in for a treat. Blockchain is a distributed ledger system. The main reason people are getting excited about it is because its complexity and indelibility means that it is highly secure and removes current system flaws related to plagiarism, fraud, and the idea of double spend. Because of the indelible record of transactions on blockchain, the idea of a trusted partner being necessary is questioned, which has big implications for cost and efficiency across multiple sectors. So, what is it and how does it work? Blockchain was put forward as a concept in 2008 in a white paper written by the mythical entity Satoshi Nakamoto. Whereas the current internet largely runs on decentralized structures, in reality, power has consolidated back to a few players. It is no surprise that Satoshi's paper was written at the time of the latest financial downturn, where the old style of centralized and opaque systems showed what was wrong with that style of thinking. What if there could be a re-decentralization of the internet? How might this work? Blockchain works by creating a recorded code, what's known as a hash, for each transaction, whatever it may be. This code is recorded on a distributed ledger, meaning that it is not only on one database or one cloud system, but is held across hundreds of thousands of computers at any one time. Each person has a view of this code. When someone creates another transaction or hash, it automatically has the code from the last transaction within it, creating a complex and indelible chain of historical transactions which are public, transparent, and traceable across multiple computers around the world. If anyone tries to tamper with any one transaction, say to amend a financial amount inputted in a fraudulent attempt, it would throw all of the chain out of sync and therefore be identifiable and rejected. Hacking the distributed system is so complicated and requires such computing power, it is ultimately near impossible. So, what are bitcoins? Blockchain is the underlying technology of a distributed ledger system, but it can be used in multiple ways. One way is financial. Bitcoins are a record of the transaction being recorded. They are also a reward for the computing power needed to generate a block of transactions. Blocks of transactions are added to the distributed ledger approximately every 10 minutes when a proof of work is completed, i.e. a difficult mathematical equation is solved and the Bitcoin is released. There are only 21 million Bitcoins available. Unlike other currencies which can be hacked or stolen, Bitcoin is unlikely to be hacked but can be highly volatile when treated as a currency. What other use cases of blockchain are there? SIA is one of the many companies using the blockchain to store files across multiple computers to improve security and decrease cost. In the music industry, companies like Ujo Music is creating an alternative medium for music to be shared which stops music being commodified and therefore offers potentially better returns for artists. Blockchain also has the potential to disintermediate traditional gatekeepers to success in education, i.e. expensive degree certificate providers, by showing someone's collective and indelible educational qualifications wherever they may have come from. Blockchain will change the way we organise our systems, but the idea of a trusted partner may not entirely go away as new blockchain-enabled companies still offer the gateway to newly organised services in energy, education or something otherwise. How will we prevent these from competing similarly at just a lower cost? And how can we improve upon the high processing power of processing transactions across blockchain from an energy point of view? These are some of the remaining questions. I look forward to finding out the answers to.